My name is Sonny Sprague. Mom and Dad bought the store in, I think, 57 from Irene. It was Habercash Market. Had it for 17 years, maybe. You could get anything, basically anything you wanted there. You could get rat cheese, you could get oranges, you could get anything in the line of meats. You could get yesterday's newspaper today. The store would open about 10 o'clock in the morning. Supposedly closed at 7 at night, but there was always someone sitting around on a soda box in the corner and talking, you know, and there was a lot of that. The crowd would gather some, and it kind of was part of the community. You went to the store and got your groceries, and someone's there, maybe you sat down and talked. But like I said, there was everything there, and most of the time it was pretty good quality stuff, except it was a day late, being from the mainland. Dad would go for the day and come back loaded with freight in a station wagon. Dad was a good guy. He loved talking with people. I'll tell you a little story. I won't mention any names, but some local kids had been helping themselves with things at in the store a little bit, and Dad knew it. There was a guy who lived up where Ed Schwabe lives now. His name was Billy Thompson. Billy was a diabetic, and he came down just about every day and got his oranges and his candy bars and his food. And real nice man, really quiet, and really probably scared of his own shadow. But he's down there one day, and so Dad sold a big round rat cheese. He could come out right on the pound anyway with this big knife. It almost looked like he came from Mongolia with it. Well, anyway, he goes over, and here's this young guy putting tablet or two in his inside of his shirt. Dad went up. He went right behind and grabbed him right by the neck and pulled him out and then grabbed him right by the ear. And he said, "I ought to cut your ear right off." But he let the kid go, of course, and the kid never came back for 2 months. And he looked around for Billy. Well, where's Billy? I mean, Billy's here with his oranges and candy bars and stuff. They were still there, but he never saw Billy for about 4 days. Billy thought that someone had been de-eared, but Dad would never have done that. But anyway, that's a little story about the store. The store life isn't much fun. Well, you're on your feet all day. You know, when you say you close at 7, you really don't. Dad sat in the chair. Every day there was a run on how much milk do we need, you know, how much bread, what about pastries, you know, everything. So he'd stay there all night trying to call these wholesalers, putting in orders, so they'd come on the boat the next day. Well, one thing it did is we were the ones that ate the bologna ends that no one would buy. We got the rotten strawberries. We ate, you know, that's how we lived, and that's how we got by. There wasn't any money to be made in the store, really. Probably a lot of families got a little bit extra in the bag once in a while, but having a hard time of it. But that's the story. Nelson Moss was the same way. When I was a kid growing up, I remember Nelson's store because it was down near the shore. But you went in and here was your boxes of crackers up on these racks and just the big knives and the rolls of bologna, you know, just everything, molasses and a barrel. And it was a good life. You know, we talk about the good old days. Well, that was my good old days.